Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
We were able to speak yesterday with George Brett about his experience playing under Whitey Herzog. We heard earlier today, Ozzie Smith, Jack Clark, both on the morning show as well. It's been great to be able to hear some of the great stories that the Cardinals players from the past had with Whitey Herzog. And we continue that, remembering the great Whitey Herzog on 101 ESPN with Terry Pendleton. He joins us now via the 101 ESPN hotline. The former Cardinals third baseman played for Whitey from 1984 up into 1990 here in St. Louis. Terry, we appreciate the time. Unfortunately, under the circumstances, when I say the name Whitey Herzog, the first thing that comes to mind for you is what?
Well, he puts a smile on my face, to be totally honest with you. Whitey gave me my first opportunity in the big leagues. The first time I ever spoke with him, he made me feel comfortable with being in the big leagues, not having swung the bat yet in the big leagues or played an inning. He basically told me, listen, if you don't do well, you'll be back, so don't worry about it. So that relaxed the young 24-year-old who was really concerned whether he could play in the big leagues or not, to be totally honest with you. So that brings a smile to my face. It also brings his name brings comfort because I think in 86 they had talked about trading me all winter long, the winter of 86, and I remember walking into his office, I think it was spring training of 87, that next spring, and he looked at me and goes, I know why you're in here. He said, don't worry about it. Tell your family don't worry about it. As long as I'm here, you'll be here. So, like I said, Whitey Herzog, the name has just brought comfort and a smile to my face.
Terry, the one thing after speaking with so many people about Whitey Herzog these last couple of days is he seems to know how to mesh a clubhouse together for an entire season. And look, we know baseball is a long, grueling season, but Whitey seems to keep everybody on the same page all year.
Well, the bottom line for him, I thought, was he knew his personnel. That's number one. He knew some struggles, especially with us young players, that there would be struggles. And he was patient with the struggles. He knew if he had speed on the field, whether it was offense or defensively, he had an opportunity to win. But he also knew he had veteran players in that clubhouse who would police that clubhouse. And they understood him. So, in turn, they would make sure that the rest of us understood him also. And I think that's what made it easier for all of us.
It's interesting when you think about Whitey Herzog today, Terry, and how his managing style would work in today's game. Like, I don't know that you could even be that in today's game anymore. He was one of a kind in that he was both the general manager and the manager. So he made the moves. He decided what the players were that were on the team. What was that like to play for a manager who had such power within the organizational structure?
Well, you know, it's funny. We all knew it, but we never realized it. It never entered our clubhouse. I don't think it entered our minds, to be totally honest with you. We knew Whitey Herzog as our manager. We knew that he ran the show, but we knew him as our manager. And whatever he went to do, whatever happened that winter, whatever happened over the course of the season, we knew that he was going to make the best move to match what we had and make us better. So I can honestly tell you, I never looked at him as a manager, our general manager, excuse me, until he wasn't. I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but as soon as we realized he wasn't, it was a different story around there for the entire ball club.
So, Terry, I mean, you spent, I think it's 16, 17 years as a coach in Major League Baseball. How much did he impact your coaching career?
He influenced it a lot. He impacted a lot because there were a lot of things that we were able to go to him right in the middle of the ball game and ask questions about, you know, why he would make double switches and a move here and do that there. And we're all looking at each other at times, and a lot of guys knew, but there are times we can go down and ask him, Whitey, why'd you do this? And he would explain it to you. You know, he wasn't a guy that was worried about you second-guessing what he was doing. He was a guy that felt like If you came down there with a question, you wanted to know more about the game and more about what we're doing and why we're doing it. So in turn, it would help you be a better player and help him manage even better because you had an idea what was going on. So he was that type of manager. You could go to him at any time with different things, and he would explain it to you. But I will tell you this. If you walked in that office, you were going to get the truth whether you liked it or not, just so you know that.
You always knew where you stood with Whitey, right, Terry?
100%. And we loved and appreciated it, whether we liked it or not.
Terry Pendleton is our guest here on 101 ESPN for another couple of minutes. Former Cardinals third baseman, played here in St. Louis for Whitey Herzog from 1984 up until 1990. Terry, you had a lot of the abilities, a lot of the skill set that Whitey used to look for, right? He wanted the speed. He wanted the defense. That was what his teams were known for. When you think about the way that Whitey ball existed back in the 80s here in St. Louis, what did that mean for you guys to know that you had a clear, coherent identity as a team?
It was fun. We knew what was necessary for us to win every day. We knew what was expected out of each and every one of us. We had guys on that bench that would remind us if we didn't do what we were supposed to do in certain situations. So it was really fun for us. It was actually a challenge for us every day to see if we could be better than we were the day before. And I think each one of us took that challenge up to try to be better than we were the day before.
Terry, do you have a favorite Whitey Herzog story from your experiences with him, whether it was as a player or even if it was something that took place after your playing career?
My first ejection was in San Francisco. I think I told the story yesterday to somebody. My first ejection was in San Francisco. Tom Hallion was a rookie umpire at the time. And Tom called me out on a – well, he made a call before that was horrible. And I let him know about it a little bit in a respectful way that nobody else understood it. Just me, him, and the catcher could hear it and understand it. And then the next one, I guess he wanted to show me who was boss. So he let me have it on strike three. And I proceeded to dog, you know what, him and get tossed out of the ball game. And the worst place on earth to get tossed out of a ball game in those days, guess where? Candlestick Park in San Francisco. You have got to walk down from home plate to the right field corner with San Francisco people throwing junk at you, batteries and quarters and dimes and pennies, whatever they could get their hands on, throwing it at you as you're going down the right field corner of the clubhouse. So I didn't even get in the clubhouse door good before the clubhouse door opens again, and guess who's behind me? Whitey. he walks in the door, and he's getting ready to walk in his office. He's flaming. He's mad. And he turns around and looks at me and goes, you know what? We got to be the two silliest SOBs in the world to toss out of a baseball game at this ballpark. What were we thinking? And we were both probably wrong, he said. I was like, you're probably white. Right, Skipper. You're probably right.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. He reminded me of that. As soon as he hit the clubhouse door, he reminded me, what are we doing? What are we thinking about, you know? Oh, my goodness. So that was one. That was definitely one of the biggest stories for me. He was just, I mean, you know, the charts and everything. He was just on top of his game all the time. I walked down in the middle of the game one evening. We're losing like 6-3 early, like in the third inning or something. And he pinches John Morris, who at the time was our best pinch hitter. And I walked down. I asked him, like I said before, you could ask him anything down there. So I walked down. I said, Rad, I said, listen. I said, why are we pinch hitting our best pinch hitter in the third inning? You know, this ball game, you know, it's not over. He goes, he called me Pendy. He said, Pendy, listen, let me show you something. Let me tell you something right quick. And I'm listening because I'm like, okay, what's going on here? He says, you see them guys down there in their bullpen? Now, we're at Busch Stadium, so you can see their bullpen down there in left field. He goes, you see them guys down there in their bullpen? I said, yeah. He said, John Morris can't hit none of them. He's terrible against them. And I was laughing. And we're losing. And I look at him, and he goes, now, on the other hand, I got Kurt Ford sitting down here waiting on him. I said, that's why you're the skipper. I pat him on the back and wouldn't sit down.
And that's it from me.
That's exactly right. That's why you're the skipper. Let me go back over here and mind my own business. But he appreciated that. You know, you're in the ball game. He wanted to teach you and learn something, and I was willing to learn. I asked questions, and a number of us would. You know, it wasn't a question to try and piss him off or anything, and he understood that. We were trying to be better baseball players.
Hey, Terry, this has been great to be able to catch up. Hear some of your wonderful stories from your experiences with Whitey Herzog. Let's do this again soon. Talk a little baseball for the modern day. See what's going on around the league. Always great to be able to catch up. Thank you so much for joining us today, man. We wish the best for you and your family. Thanks for doing this with us.
Well, thank you for having me. We lost a great one, but I will say this about Whitey Herzog. He is definitely a man, in my opinion, that got to live life the way he wanted to. So I think he lived a really good one.
No doubt about it, Terry.
As Terry Pendleton.